here's a story from The World.
Something extraordinary is being attempted in India, the reintroduction of the cheetah, an animal that was declared extinct on the subcontinent back in 1952. 16 cheetahs from South Africa and Namibia are being prepared for their journey to India next week. This is the first time a large carnivore is being moved from one continent to another for reintroduction to the wild. Yadvendradev Jala is playing a key role in this effort. He's dean of the Wildlife Institute of India and joins us from Dehradun, a town in the Himalayas. So, Jala, the cheetah was declared extinct in India 70 years ago, as I said. What is behind the decision to reintroduce it?
I think the world needs to restore its lost fauna and flora, especially those which have been caused by human actions. The cheetah was hunted out to extinction in India. And now we have the economic ability, the threats to the extinction have been exterminated, and the scientific know-how to bring back the lost element of our ecosystem and our lost heritage. So it is right time to bring the animal back to India.
So the cheetahs that are going to be taken to India are from Namibia and South Africa. How similar are they to the cheetahs that used to be in India?
Well, we have just one species of cheetah across the world. The subspecies which was found in India, there are only less than about 15 to 20 individuals left in Iran. And it's not possible to bring back that subspecies because the population is extremely endangered, highly inbred, and you can't do a reintroduction project with 15 individuals. So the only population which has surplus cheetah to give for a reintroduction project is in southern Africa, Namibia, South Africa, and Botswana, where the cheetah population is close to about 4,000 individuals. So we need a continuous supply to establish a viable population in India, anywhere between 35 to 50 individuals over the period of next 5 years. And this is the only population which can sustain that kind of offtake. Also, it has good genetic diversity and the right kind of individuals which know how to hunt and can live off the prey in a free-ranging condition in India.
Right. And you said that some of the India subspecies, or the subspecies that used to live in India, some live in Iran, but apparently there are very few there, right?
Absolutely. Less than 15 individuals.
Wow. So what will these cheetahs from Namibia and South Africa find familiar, and what will be unfamiliar to them in India compared to where they came from?
Most large carnivores look for shelter, protection, and food. All that is available in India. The climatic conditions are very similar. The cheetah are extremely adaptable species. They live in varied habitats, even in southern Africa. So you get them in forested ecosystems, within snow, within arid regions, in the grasslands. So we have all these varied habitats available in India. We have deer in place of antelope as the major prey. And I don't anticipate any problems of cheetah hunting the spotted deer in place of the impala.
So the cheetah can reach top running speeds of 75 miles an hour. That makes it the fastest land animal on the planet. Are there any predators that might go after the cheetah?
Well, not at that speed for sure. But yes, the cheetah is known to be at the bottom rung of the carnivore pyramid of dominance. And we would have tigers, lions, and leopards, which would dominate cheetah. Fortunately, the first park where we're going to put the animals, there are no tigers and no lions. There are leopards there. But cheetah coped with all these predators in Africa, and they coped in ancient times, just 100 years ago, with these predators in India as well. So they are master artists at escape.
So how do you actually select and prepare the cheetahs from southern Africa for reintroduction to Asia?
So what we look for are animals which are behaviorally able to hunt for themselves, are not very afraid of humans in the sense they don't approach human beings, but they allow a vehicle or a human being to approach within, you know, maybe about 50 meters. So that if we want to manage those animals, if they move out of our protected area, we would need to capture them and bring them back. In India, we don't have fences on our parks. These animals could potentially move out of the national park into human landscapes. And of course, we also look at genetic variability. The southern African animals, the cheetah, are extremely genetically diverse. So we're going to mix the gene pool of Namibia and southern Africa, South Africa, to start a population of our own, which would be genetically very vibrant.
So, Jala, the big question, how do you actually get cheetahs to India from southern Africa? I mean, is it as simple as putting them in a cage on a plane?
Absolutely. Currently, the animals which we have selected for the translocation are in quarantine at the cheetah conservation facility and two or three different places, southern Africa. And they've been screened for diseases, vaccinated, and they are ready to be crated. They're already equipped with radio collars. Wow. And we'll put them in crates and airlift them to India.
How are they doing? Do they have any sense of what's going on?
No, not at all. It's going to be fun when they are released here because it's a whole new ecosystem for them. They're going to have fun hunting because these prey, I don't know, they've not had cheetah around with them for 100 years. They're going to be surprised with what's going to hit them.
Presumably, you must have been kind of face to face with a cheetah before. What are they like up close?
They are totally non-aggressive. I have been very close to a wild cheetah on foot, and I was amazed. I've worked with lions and tigers in my country, and I've been walking with these animals as well. But with cheetah, you can take a lot of liberties. They are such placid, wonderful animals. You approach close by, and you breach their personal space, and they'll, you know, just smack the ground with their paws and say, okay, that's the distance you want to keep from them. They're really noble animals, very non-aggressive, but maintaining their personal space. There's not been a single record of a wild cheetah attacking a human being.
Interesting.
So it's one animal you want to have in your neighborhood. If you want to have a large carnivore, it's the cheetah.
I'm taking note. I'm living in a neighborhood of coyotes right now. So Jala, how long will it take to figure out whether the reintroduction of the cheetah in India is working?
There are several criteria of judging success. First of all, it's when the cheetahs are actually released and they go out and explore and establish their own territories. The next step would be when the females actually come into estrus and breed with the males that have established. Third would be when the litters are born in the wild and they survive. Ultimate success would be when you have a viable population established in India. And we don't expect that to happen unless it's aided by human beings. A population for a cheetah to be viable would need to have at least 35 to 40 mature individuals. Mm. And for that, we would need to move animals around between 4 to 5 populations that we are planning to establish in India. So it will be an artificially managed metapopulation to ensure that the demography of these animals is viable, as well as the genetics of this population is viable. And actually what we plan to do is we're extending the global range of the cheetah. The cheetah has been dwindling and across all the range countries. So by putting it back in India, we hope to claim a lot of that space which was lost and manage the Indian population along with the Southern African population. So we can exchange individuals across the continents for years to come, provide genetic supply from India back to Namibia and to Southern Africa, and keep moving cheetahs between these continents so that the animals remain genetically vibrant for posterity.
You must be pretty excited by this whole endeavor.
It's like a life's ambition come true, you know.
Yadvendradev Jala is the dean of the Wildlife Institute of India and is playing a key role in the reintroduction of the cheetah to the country. He joined us from Dehradun in the Himalayas. Jala, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.